All right, everybody, Logan here. Happy Monday. In this update, I'm just going to talk about COVID, the new Moderna vaccine, and I will talk a little bit about stimulus today. No election update today because I just honestly need a break from that. There's not really any huge earth-shattering election news. And when I do talk about the election, things kind of get ugly. People unsubscribe, which is unfortunate because I don't think I'm partisan in my observations. I just say what I honestly think is going on. But in any case, in this update, I'll just be talking about COVID-19 and stimulus today. Also, many of you may have noticed that I no longer call my videos stimulus update because, frankly, I thought that was a little bit disingenuous because the stimulus news recently has been essentially more of the same thing over and over. Got a kind of a deja vu feel to it, and I just kind of feel weird putting stimulus update on every single video, you know? I did release a video on Steve Mnuchin yesterday called Is Mnuchin a Democrat? Feel free to check that out. All right, in terms of COVID-19, 135,187 new cases in the United States yesterday with 623 deaths. In Chicago, a stay-at-home advisory goes into effect today. Philadelphia is expected to announce new restrictions today, and in-person classes in Michigan have been canceled. As I mentioned the past few days, states such as New Mexico and North Dakota are once again imposing lockdowns and restrictions. And Dr. Scott Atlas, who is on Trump's White House coronavirus task force and who has been a huge proponent of herd immunity and all that, he retweeted news about Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's latest restrictions there in Michigan. And as he retweeted about that, he said, "The only way this stops is if people rise up. You get what you accept. Hashtag freedom matters. Hashtag step up." He's basically saying, forget about these restrictions. Stand up to the government. Step up because freedom matters. Dr. Fauci was on the Today Show earlier this morning saying that he could not disagree more with Dr. Atlas. More on Dr. Fauci later in this video. But the big COVID-19 news of the day is the Moderna vaccine. Last week, Pfizer said that its vaccine, developed in conjunction with German pharmaceutical company BioNTech, is in the neighborhood of 90% effective. And this morning, Moderna announced that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective based on a large study that it has been conducting on an ongoing basis. Now, I am not an epidemiologist nor a virologist, not even a doctor, okay? But apparently the data in this Moderna study is, of the participants, 95 contracted COVID-19. Of those 95, 5 had received the vaccine, but 90 received the placebo. And none of the 5 who contracted COVID-19 who received the vaccine had a severe case. 11 individuals of the 90 in the placebo group contracted a severe case of COVID-19. Again, this is not my area of expertise. I'm not an epidemiologist, but that's a pretty big difference, right? You have two groups of similar sizes. One group, right? The one with the vaccine, only 5 people got COVID-19, right? The other group got a placebo. I think it was some placebo, 90 people in that group got COVID-19. Moderna says that the vaccine will not be widely available for several months, possibly not until spring 2021. Pfizer's CEO tweeted a congratulations to Moderna this morning. And just like the Pfizer announcement, this Moderna announcement was simply in a news release. It was not peer-reviewed. Also, like the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine requires 2 shots. So Moderna said it could produce 20 million doses by the end of 2020, which would be enough for 10 million people because each person would require 2 shots. Moderna said it could produce 500 million to 1 billion doses in 2021. Now, what's interesting here is that Moderna has actually never marketed a vaccine before. So that estimate might be a little optimistic given that it would be somewhat new terrain for Moderna, or maybe they're up for the challenge. The Moderna study did not include children, but they plan to test their vaccine on children soon, starting with older children. The U.S. government has said that just like with the Pfizer vaccine, assuming all goes well with the Moderna vaccine, it would purchase the vaccine and provide it to the public free of charge. Dr. Anthony Fauci praised the results, but just like you said with the Pfizer vaccine, this is not an excuse for people to let their guard down with COVID-19. He also had some other things to say about vaccines. Here's a clip from the Today Show this morning.
You've got to be pleased about these early results from Moderna showing their vaccine candidate to be 94.5% effective. Do you anticipate that it will get emergency use approval from the FDA, and how soon?
Well, we all anticipate it will. I don't want to get ahead of the FDA, but the data are striking, Savannah. They're really quite impressive. I mean, a 94.5% efficacy. There were 95 events, 5 of them in the vaccine group, and 90 of them in the placebo group. That is really quite impressive, and really is something that foretells an impact on this outbreak, together with the vaccine that, you know, just last week was shown to be comparably effective with the Pfizer. So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective. So I think this is a really strong step forward to where we want to be about getting control of this outbreak.
And I won't hold you to it, because I recognize that it's the FDA that determines emergency use approval. But the general timeline, you and I have been talking about timelines since going back to March. What do you think the timeline is for these vaccine right. candidates to be available? Shots in the arms.
Yeah, what I think is going to happen, Savannah, is it's going to be all hands on deck. Everybody is going to do it correctly. They're not going to cut any corners, but they're going to do it quickly. We project that by the end of December, that there will be doses of vaccines available for individuals in the higher risk category from both companies, we hope. And this is something that we're looking forward to.
And real quickly, there are other companies that are obviously in stage three clinical trials right now. Do you anticipate we could end up with 3, 4, 5 efficacious vaccines?
Yeah. You know, Savannah, I think that's quite conceivable that that will occur, because one of the things that's common about these vaccines, even though the platforms are different, the Moderna and the Pfizer one are strikingly similar, but other types of vaccine platforms are using what's called the spike protein of the coronavirus, something that has been researched very intensively right in our own group at the NIH, at the Vaccine Research Center, to put it in the kind of conformation that is optimum to induce a good immune response. Virtually all of the other vaccines rely on that spike protein. So to me, that gives me hope that more than these two will also be effective.
I knew I was in trouble when I got into spike protein. So let's talk about how this could work. We're obviously in the middle of a transition between the Trump administration and the incoming Biden administration. How concerned are you that the White House has still not green-lighted the transition so that folks in your side of things can be talking to the incoming Biden administration?
Well, Savannah, I mean, obviously, it's something that we're concerned about. I mean, as you know, I've served in six administrations, so I've seen a number of transitions. And I know that transitions are very important to get a smooth, essentially, as I use the metaphor, essentially passing a baton without stopping running. I mean, you just want things to go very smoothly. So hopefully we'll see that soon. And transitions are important.
Well, and in particular, just to put a fine point on it, because is it it would be nice to have a smooth transition, or is it particularly critical? We just talked about this timeline, December, January, where vaccines right. are going to be stood up. People are going to need to get these vaccines. That is the very right. period of transition. Dr. Moncef Slaoui, who's actually in charge of vaccine administration for the Trump administration, has said that he hopes and he does not want to see that process disrupted in any way.
I totally agree with him, very much so. I mean, the virus is not going to stop and call a timeout while things change. The virus is just going to keep going. The process is just going to keep going. This is something that just is now going in the very, very strong right direction. The vaccines are effective. We want to get it approved as quickly as we possibly can. We want to get doses to people starting in December. And then we want to really get the ball rolling as we get into January, February, and March. We want a smooth process for that. And the way you do that is by essentially having the two groups speak to each other and exchange information.
So Fauci said that he expects the vaccines to get emergency approval from the FDA very soon, that we may have more vaccines than just the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. He said that dosages for high-risk groups should be available before the end of the year, and that we could end up with several similar vaccines. And of course, he also highlighted the importance of the Trump White House talking to the incoming Biden administration to ensure that a transition during this critical time in both the pandemic timeline and particularly the vaccine timeline is as seamless as possible. In terms of Congress, members of the House of Representatives are voting for their respective caucus leaders this week. I know a lot of people think that Pelosi might be ousted as Speaker of the House. I'm not so sure about that. I think that, you know, there are some progressives and certainly moderate House Democrats who have a distaste for her. However, I think she has enough of a grip on enough House Democrats to be reelected by them as Speaker of the House. In terms of stimulus, not too much new to say. Kind of the same old mudslinging that we've grown accustomed to with stimulus. Yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was very intent on blaming Mitch McConnell for lack of COVID relief. He showed reporters a picture of Trump's Saturday tweet that read, "Congress must now do a COVID relief bill." But Schumer crossed out Congress on this picture and put McConnell. He said McConnell is holding relief up and refuses to move forward with any kind of COVID bill, that he is urging McConnell to reconsider his position, which McConnell has stated as being to put forth a targeted bill on the Senate floor, possibly as early as this week, that would be something like what he put forth over the past couple months. Schumer said that we need a large, strong COVID bill, in contrast to what McConnell's proposing. He said McConnell has been the Dr. No of COVID, just like he's been the not Dr. No of all kinds of legislation. Schumer says we need to get a bill done, right? He says there are lots of needs that we have. He said Joe Biden campaigned on strong COVID relief, and that's why he won. He said we need help for state and local governments to not lay off essential workers. We need help for small business and independent venues, and all that is in the HEROES Act that passed the House in May. He said that it took $1 trillion off the HEROES Act, but McConnell still doesn't want it. Schumer said that instead of tweeting about COVID relief, Trump should pick up the phone and call McConnell to get a deal done ASAP. Schumer urged Republicans to stop fixating on the election and to work with Democrats to get relief. Then the other New York senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, basically said the same thing. She went into further detail about paid leave, affordable daycare, unemployment, rental assistance, and food relief. She said we need to start where the HEROES Act left off and put our families and not politics first. And Schumer got up to answer some questions. He basically said he wants McConnell to put the updated HEROES Act on the Senate floor, which of course Mitch McConnell will not do. And Schumer said, well, if that doesn't happen, he wants Mitch to at least sit down with Democrats and work on a compromise bill that meets the needs of the people. He said that McConnell's bill that he wants to put forth does virtually nothing or nothing at all, and that Democrats, however, are willing to talk. Then Gillibrand said that Mitch McConnell puts poison pills in every bill he puts forth. Folks, it's just the stimulus circus that we've seen over and over again. I don't know exactly what Mitch McConnell is going to put on the Senate floor in terms of another Republican attempt at a relief package. But whatever it is, Dems will not like it, right? For its small size, for the liability protections, right? For the perceived lack of state and local funding. We're just back to the stimulus circus that we've been seeing for months now. I'll continue to keep you updated. I do appreciate your viewership. Check out that Mnuchin video I published yesterday if you're curious about that. There should be a link to it on the next screen, and I'll see you over there. Bye-bye.